This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration is putting the focus on science as it outlines the next steps in fighting the coronavirus pandemic, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In the pandemic's early days, Donald Trump stood next to public health experts and repeatedly undermined their message. The Biden administration is starting briefings with just the experts.
And the scientists will speak independently.
Virus response team advisor Andy Slavitt joined in a virtual news conference by new CDC chief Rochelle Walensky, whose agency is projecting a stunning death toll.
479,000 to 514,000 COVID-19 deaths will be reported by February 20th, 2021.
Up from 425,000 now. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there is reason to worry about the effect on existing vaccines from virus variants, particularly one from South Africa. But he says adjustments can be made. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China has given more than 20 million COVID vaccine shots to date as it carries out a drive ahead of next month's Lunar New Year holiday, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The effort, which began in December, targets key groups such as medical and transport workers and has accelerated vaccinations in China. About 1.6 million doses had been given over several months before the campaign began. The vice chairman of the National Health Commission says over 22 million doses have been administered as of Tuesday, but it's not clear how many people that represents since the vaccine is given in two doses and some may have received their second shot. Authorities are strongly discouraging people from travelling during the Lunar New Year holiday, a time when Chinese people traditionally return to their hometowns for family gatherings. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian police on Wednesday searched the Moscow apartment of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, another residence where his wife is living, and the offices of his anti-corruption organization. In one of the raids, police detained Navalny's brother Oleg. Leonid Volkov, the head of Navalny's corruption investigating organization, said the searches were being carried out for alleged epidemiological or sanitary violations. Police also searched the apartment of Navalny's spokeswoman, who was arrested last week and jailed, and an investigator for Navalny's group. The searches come amid rising tensions over Navalny. Demonstrations demanding his release were held nationwide in Russia last weekend. The new top U.S. diplomat, Anthony Blinken, is pledging to work with core allies and partners to confront complex global challenges while investing in a diverse and inclusive American Foreign Service. Blinken was officially welcomed to the State Department Wednesday for the first time as Secretary of State after the U.S. Senate voted 78-22 Tuesday to approve him. In remarks to State Department employees, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said U.S. leadership is back.
America's leadership is needed around the world, and we'll provide it, because the world is far more likely to solve problems and meet challenges when the United States is there.
Blinken has pledged to be a leading force in the administration's bid to reframe the U.S. relationship with the rest of the world after 4 years in which President Donald Trump questioned longtime alliances. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing for $100 million to provide protection and support for thousands of African refugees who are risking their lives trying to reach and cross the Mediterranean. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UNHCR's $100 million strategic action plan and appeal covers 25 countries that are related to the movements of refugees and migrants. Vincent Cochetel, the UNHCR Special Envoy for the Central Mediterranean situation, says the aim is to assist the refugees along their way.
Investment in better services and in protection must take place along the route and not only in coastal states.
The UNHCR is appealing to countries to strengthen safe and legal pathways for refugees, including through family reunification, which is a right under international law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.